After some strong play of late, the Aurelia Mr. Transmission Jr. B. Kings dropped two games this weekend on its road trip to Eastern Ontario. While they lost both contests, the team felt like it had a chance to win both games. On Saturday night, the Kings lost 12-6 against Conowake. In what was a rough game, the visitors struggled to find their groove offensively and the talented shooters on the Hunters found the back of the Kings' net regularly. In the third, the Kings battled back to make the score 8-6 early in the final frame. However, four unanswered goals from the Hunters ended any hopes of a Kings comeback. Braden Lockyer-Fagan and Colson Miracle each found the back of the net twice while singles went to Jake Curran and Gabe Neely. Assists went to Carson Thayer, Miracle, 2, Curran, 2, Hayden Goldthorpe, Neely, Noah Quarrington and Lockyer-Fagan. Chase Beers and Quinton Greenfield shared the netminding duties. On Sunday afternoon, the Kings suffered a similar defeat at the hands of the Aquesson Thunder in a game that looked very winnable after the first period. Aurelia jumped out to an early lead and seemed to have Aquesson's number after scoring early in the contest. A tough second period for the Kings changed the momentum and paved the way for a 15-8 Thunder win. Miracle and Lockyer-Fagan again led the way with a pair each. Singles went to Jesse Ashkwe, Alex May, Gabe Neely, and Bryson Murray. Assists went to May, 3, Jack Marwick, 2, Murray, 2, Neely, 2, Lockyer-Fagan, 2, Ashkwe, 2. Aurelia's man Short did an excellent job again, while Short 12 times over the weekend. Kings captain Noah Quarrington said the road trip was a good learning experience for the team. Games like that will only make us mentally tougher, said Quarrington. We have to know how to handle wins and losses, we can't get too high and can't get too low. He said the biggest thing is that we learn from our mistakes so we can find more success late in the season when games will be tougher. Kings coach Jim Meredith said the losses are not a reason to dramatically change gears. We need to probably realize we are going to have some missteps, but need to stay the course, said Meredith. We didn't get blown away in either game. Both games were relatively close until the last 7 minutes. That is not something we experienced last year, he said. Teams know they are in for a tough game when they play us and when we get everyone healthy, we will be really fun to watch, said the coach. The Kings, 4-5, will look to rebound from the setbacks tonight when they host Halton Hills in an 8 p.m. contest at Rotary Place. The Kings will host an alumni appreciation night May 27 when Aurelia hosts the Newmarket Saints. If anyone is in touch with a former Lion or Colonel who may not be on any social media, could you please let them know we'd love to have them out to a game and reconnect with our club, said Kings executive David Marwick.